Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, iTunes, Shoutcast, Radio Time, TuneIn. We're also on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. And you know, we like to do acoustic sessions here on this show, and especially one supported by Carol Butler, owner of Pembroke Title, specializing in residential and commercial closings. Pembroke Title is your real estate resource, and ask about their military discount. And we are so happy to have back on our program after long last, Annie Johnson. Annie, how are you this morning?
I'm doing pretty good, and thank you so much for having us, Hunter. It feels really good to be back.
Oh, yeah, definitely. What would you like to play for us first before we get to talking here?
We're going to play a brand new song. This is called Stronger.
Excellent. Here's Annie Johnson here on Hunter at Sunrise.
One, two, three, four. Stronger than I am, and you are so much bolder too. You are so much taller than I am. I wanna be strong like you. I wanna be strong like you. Across the distance, sisters dear, from your hearts to our ears, all alone here felt so unfair.
Sunrise here with Annie Johnson, and please also introduce your guitar player there.
Oh, this is my husband, Tom Singleton.
Yep, that's me. Yeah, we've been playing together, though, long before we were husbands.
Husbands? Okay, well, now you stop.
Yeah.
Well, it's great to have you back on the show. What has been up? It's been a while.
Yeah. Oh, a lot's been up. I kind of had to retire for a little while because I wasn't feeling so good.
Yeah.
And so a lot of things happened. I wasn't feeling so good. And then 2 years ago, I got diagnosed with breast cancer.
Oh, my gosh.
So then I went from not feeling so good to feeling really not feeling so good.
Yeah.
I got through that. And I went through like 4 months of chemo, and then I went through a month of radiation.
Yeah.
And when I was going through radiation is when I wrote that last song that
wow.
you just heard.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's it in a nutshell.
Oh, well, we're so glad you made it through all that and you're yeah. back with us. This is so great to have you on the radio again.
Oh, thanks.
And you've been working on some tunes.
Yeah, well, surprisingly, I started writing again. I didn't feel like I was done writing, but nothing was happening. I think because if you're not feeling so good, sometimes you just, the creativity's not happening. So I just put it all aside. I got into photography. I started collecting dolls. And then I just started writing, and the songs were there. They just started coming. And,
good.
Yeah, so I'm happy about that.
Yeah, and you're out, you're starting to gig again, you're starting to play out in front of people?
Well, I don't know how much of that I'm going to be able to do. Mm-hmm. We're playing with Susie Ray Vaughan, and so that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see how it goes. I think those three-hour bar gigs are over.
Yeah.
I don't think I can do those anymore, but I'm perfectly willing to go out and do a set here and there.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to. The funny thing is, when you say you retire from rock and roll, well, you've got the rest of your life to live, and it's like, man, it's hard to retire from rock and roll.
Yeah.
I don't really want to do that. So.
Yeah, I'd rather retire from my real job.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and I understand you're trying to record some stuff and put that out.
Yeah, we've got a lot of stuff already recorded. And we've got this song you just heard is actually out right now, and you can buy it at CD Baby.
Mm-hmm.
I made a little homemade video, and you can find that on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
People can go to our Facebook page, Annie Johnson Band, if they want to keep updated. We're on Spotify too. We're just about everywhere. You're going to find some of my stuff somewhere.
Yeah. How long have you been playing here in the area? It's been a long time.
It has been a long time. I moved here in 93. I started playing the bands in 94. I put out my first CD in 98.
Mm-hmm.
98. Yeah, that was wow. Letters from LA. So, yeah, it's been a long time.
And when was the last time you put out a record? It's been a while.
2011. Yeah.
Well, this will be great to hear you on the radio again.
it's so glad.
And recorded in a recorded way.
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to happen. I thought it was done, and because I just wasn't feeling good. But I'm feeling good now.
Yeah. Well, that's great to hear. I'm so happy. And Tom, it's also good to see you again.
Good to see you, Hunter.
Yeah. And it's just great to have you back on the radio. What else would you like to play for us here?
Well, this is a result of one of my hobbies besides music. When I wasn't doing music, I started getting into collecting dolls, the scary ones with the big heads and the big eyes.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it started because of Halloween, and it's a big, long thing.
Okay.
But I made a dollhouse out of a...
You like horror movies, I take it.
Oh, I like those, yes.
Okay.
It's true.
But my dolls, but they're nice. They don't do bad things.
Oh, okay.
They might come awake in the middle of the night and walk around the house, but they don't do bad things.
You don't look over at them and say, that thing is plotting something.
No, they love me. I gave them a home.
Okay.
So, but... this song, it's funny, I'd forgotten all about this song. This song hasn't been recorded yet, and we've kind of just learned it in the last couple of months. But I wrote this when I was in chemo, my second month in chemo, and then mm-hmm. I forgot about it. And then I found it when I was cleaning out computer folders, uh-huh. and I was like, oh, yeah, So I don't know how, but this ended up being one of the happiest, most joyful songs I've ever written.
Wow.
In my second month of chemo when I was not feeling joyful or happy.
Interesting.
And it's a very silly song.
Okay.
But right now it's my favorite one.
And what's it called?
Dollhouse.
Excellent. Here's Annie Johnson here on Hunter at Sunrise.
1, 2, 3, 4. Nice long intro.
Yeah.
I wake up in the morning and look out, the sun is shining. Then I make some waffles, strawberries, and ice cream. Then I feed all the kitties, 'cause everyone is meowing. Then we go to practice, 'cause we wanna sing, sing, sing. We are all rocking at the dollhouse. 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 Barbie, Thor, and Frankie drive the Mini to a movie. Then Sheena grabs a guitar, writes a song that's really grooving. And the Lego minifigs guard the castle from invasion. And Pagey watches all 'cause he's a rock and roll magician. We are all rocking at the dollhouse. We are all rocking at the dollhouse. All rocking at the dollhouse. We are all rocking at the dollhouse. And when we go to sleep at night, the dolls awake, open their eyes, and they play their guitars.
A lot of fun.
Well,
we're rocking at the dollhouse. We must be rocking at the dollhouse. Wow.
And I don't know where that came from. It must have been the chemo.
Wow. Well, that's man, I'll tell you what, that's a rocking song.
Thanks.
And so are you going to have a more of a band thing now, or is it just going to be you and Tom that play out?
I think for the time being, it's me and Tom.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I'm concerned, we still have a band. It's just that those guys are busy right now doing other things. Because we
couldn't keep them busy.
Plus, they have real jobs and stuff.
Yeah,
so
right.
I can't say, hey, can we practice every week for our 3 gigs a year?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
but I don't know. You know, my health is still kind of in a it's in an okay state. I mean, I feel much better than I did, but I don't want to get in over my head.
Sure.
So, but I'm definitely recording. We're gonna record this song, and we're gonna put stuff out online for where people can find it. And yeah. I'm willing to do sets here and there, like I said.
Yeah, we just enjoy being creative, and of course Annie's the catalyst. But if she wasn't around, I'd write songs too. So, but she writes such good ones. I just have fun trying to find a niche.
Well, you do a great job. Well, I must tell you, you two are a great pair.
Thanks.
Well, thank you so much for doing this today, and I'm so glad that everything has turned out great and you're back on the scene, so to speak.
Well, it's really it's great to be anywhere. It's really it's really nice to be here. It's good seeing you, Hunter. You feel like a very dear friend. I've known you so long now.
It has been a long time. Like I can't remember the first time you came on the show. It must have been 1992 or three or somewhere in there.
Yeah.
When, after I just started doing these sessions, you were one of the first.
Yeah, and I'm very, very grateful to Hampton Roads. I'm very, very grateful to everybody who was so supportive, because I had such great support for such a long, long time, and I appreciate it.
Well, it's still out there. We've missed you.
Thanks.
Annie Johnson here on Hunter at Sunrise.